what's happening is that the school's getting a new roof. So the old stuff that was on the roof has been taken off, and it was placed on a small building beside the classrooms. Some children were seen in around the school, and then last night a local taxi firm happened to see the fire starting, and thank God for them, because they alerted the fire service right away, which meant the fire service were able to get on top of it pretty quickly. But it was a very heavy blaze. I was there for about approximately 2 hours talking to the fire service with the school, the Board of Governors and the principal. And then once the fire service were finished, it looked like the classrooms weren't damaged. The damage is done to the roof of the old building, and the school will be functioning today. But it's a shocking event when you think of it. You know, here's a school. It's the heartbeat of the community where we teach our children the right and wrong, and here we have school children doing this type of damage. And to be quite honest with you, only last Saturday we had another incident about 20 yards away, another school facility where 14 windows were smashed during the Easter holidays. Absolutely scandalous.
And as you say, this does appear to be youths. It appears to be, you've described them as children.
When you're talking between 12, 13 years of age, you know, you have to be an understanding. People at that age should have an understanding of what's right and what's wrong, and that is absolutely wrong. The community last night, to be honest with you, they were all out. There was a fair sizable amount of people there. Maybe about upwards of about 80, they were absolutely up in arms about that happening in their school, and rightly so.